the Cirrus SF50 Jet Program in a Recovering Economy, an update. I'm Paul Plack, and this is Aero News. Welcome in to the Aero News special feature, and thanks for downloading us today. One of the more frustrating results of a down economy for Cirrus fans was a delay in the development of the Vision SF50 jet. In today's conversation with ANN Editor-in-Chief Jim Campbell, Cirrus Aircraft CEO Brent Wouters talks about the program's future.
Let's segue over to the jet. Let's talk about that a little bit. It was a project that definitely took a fair amount of the aviation world by storm at a point when, once again, we didn't see the horizon of the current financial markets and had no expectation but to think that, you know, happy days were going to stay here as long as we wanted them to. In the meantime, though, obviously the development on the jet has been impacted, and the expected delivery dates for a postulated jet are, at this point, I would imagine, somewhat nebulous as you're trying to raise cash to finish the program. Where do you stand with all that right now?
Right. Well, let me tell you, my philosophy going into this economic downturn, independent of, we didn't know where the economic environment would take us, but I firmly believed that looking at the jet program, that we could accomplish the jet certification and introduction much more cost-effectively than the path that we were going down. And many people have asked me, you know, have you adopted the same strategy? What strategies are changing? Well, one of the things that's changed dramatically is our approach to getting the jet done. Not because it doesn't, you know, go through the same milestones. I just think there's a much more efficient way to get through the milestones. And I certainly had that viewpoint coming into, in late 2008. And what's transpired today is, interestingly, we, of course, have had to reduce the amount of money that we've devoted to any product development effort, to anything across the company, and the JET program was no different. But interestingly, after having made those reductions, we have a very dedicated team on the JET program. And by the way, it is our top product development priority. We have a dedicated team that's focused on that. And interestingly, after all this time, as we did very detailed planning for 2010 and certain initiatives that we wanted to implement to enhance the value of our business, we were very focused, different than we ever have been, on looking through those initiatives. And at the end of that, we came out with a jet development initiative, the initiatives and the milestones that we've set aside for 2010. There's about 35 different milestones that the team has signed up for, and it was their list, if you will, the list that they knew they could get through. And they came out of this planning realizing, goodness, we still have a chance to hit the exact timeline that we've been talking about for introducing this jet with this 2010 plan. And this team is, while it's more challenged for funding, is much more excited about the prospects than I've seen them in some period of time. So while we have limited the amount of dollars and some of the investment that we can put in that program, necessity is the mother of invention. This team has come out realizing that they have, when they were forced to think it through, they could do it less expensively, they could do it more efficiently. They're just as excited, if not more excited, about the prospect of getting it done and hitting these milestones, particularly for 2010. And they can do it on the same schedule that we've talked about before. So we still have a very good opportunity to get this program done in 2012, get the product launched in 2012 with the 2010 plan we have, even though we're cash constrained like everybody else. The milestones, the planning, the extra work that they went through to figure this out when faced with a Herculean challenge. And now the team's coming out, they're smiling, they're excited, they're working hard every day. I'm very impressed by how they've responded and adapted. And that's just one example of how the whole company has adapted across the board. Necessity is the mother of invention, and companies across the world that are successful have found ways to make it through with a new set of circumstances, as dramatic as they are. and Cirrus is absolutely a survivor. That's why we're going to be successful financially. That's why we're going to be successful on the JET program. That's why we're going to maintain our leadership position on the SR-20 and 22 platform. And that's why the business will survive and be prosperous over the long term, because of that ability to adapt and be ready to take on any challenge.
In a moment, a look ahead to where the Cirrus JET program will be next year. I'm Paul Plack, and you're listening to a special feature from Aero News.
You hear that sound? It's one of the all-time great inventions. Takes lids off cans just like that. But now, let's picture something even bigger. A tool that can take the lid off a whole airport. Actually, thousands of airports. It's a Garmin WAAS GPS. Lets you make glide path approaches using runways that were once closed tight during IFR conditions. Hey, if you're going to fly in the soup, you got to have an opener. Garmin WAAS GPS. Follow the leader.
Diamond Aircraft's D-Jet is the ultimate private aircraft for the owner-flown market, offering simplicity of operation, safety, and affordability. Imagine starting the turbine with a simple push of a button. Push the single-lever throttle forward. Monitor your flight on the cutting-edge G1000 with integrated autopilot and enjoy the reliability, performance, smoothness, and quiet of turbine power. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3220.
Welcome back to the Aero News Special Feature. I'm Paul Platt. ANN's Jim Campbell is talking about the SF-50 program with Cirrus Aircraft CEO Brent Wouters.
When we have this conversation this time next year, where will the JET be?
The JET will be very close to having all of its design work done. Meaning 2010, we are not going to spend big money on tools to build conforming prototypes or for production tooling. That's where we're constrained. Instead, we're zeroing in on making sure that every design milestone is pulled forward and that we can meet it. And so we are focused. 2010 is all about meeting 30 or 35 different milestones around design criteria. And so we're going to focus on heads at computers, and getting through the detailed design so that we can then turn around and produce tooling to that detailed design. In a perfect world, would I like to be building tooling today or over the coming months and, if you will, iterating back and forth between tooling and an engineering design? Of course I would, but that's not in the cards. So we're zeroed in on detailed design, followed by the bigger expenditures for tooling in 2011, and we can support that.
How is the order book responding to the program at this point? Obviously, you had some fallout between Alan's departure, and then, of course, the economy has to have been just the worst factor in all this. You know, when people aren't making money, the last thing they're thinking about is going out and buying shiny new jets. But how is that transition now to where the order book stands today?
Well, certainly there was tremendous fallout there for a while. In fact, we were, you could say we were probably down about 20% at the peak. Now, the good news is 80% stuck with us, and I think that is a testament to the faith in Cirrus, that it's about Cirrus as a whole and the skills that we have throughout the company and the mindset and culture we have throughout the company as opposed to one individual. This program is not going to be successful, based on one individual, whether it's me or it's Dale or it's Alan or it's anybody else. It's the collective whole and the collective work that's being done. But our order book was down probably a little bit more than 20%, but has climbed back to the point where it's only down about 10 or 11 or 12% today. So we went through the depths of challenges in the middle of the year, and the summer was pretty difficult. But as I said earlier, we have had net additions, double-digit additions, for the last several months on the JET program and on the deposit base, and that's a very, very favorable trend.
Have you made up lost ground at this point?
Some, not all of it, but sure, some of it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I'm very comfortable. Look, we know where the next $1 billion in revenue is coming from. What we've got to do is get this airplane to market. I don't have to do a market study about whether this is an attractive product, or people want it. People, even through this challenge, have have left their money with us. And I don't have to do a market study to figure out whether people are excited. People are excited the world over. I travel a lot around the world, and it's amazing the excitement. My job and the team's job is to bring this to market as soon as possible, and that's what we're focused on. Now, as it relates to you, you mentioned Alan, and I have a lot of respect for Alan. Alan, you know, brought this company through thick and thin, through times as difficult and challenging in different ways from its early stages, like the challenges we've been through in the last year. You know, lack of cash here and lack of cash there, and I fully understand why people would have second thoughts or lose a little bit of confidence when the leadership changes. It's not unlike any other business, whether you're investing in any company, when leadership changes, it's bound to raise some questions. And I have, I'm fully aware of the tendency of people to call into question their own investments. And the only thing you can do is stick to your guns, develop a strategy, and prove it over time. And all I'm worried about is proving it over time and showing the results. And what is clear from 2009, whether you look at the JET program or you look at any aspect of our business, whether you look at the financial side, how we have changed and built partnerships on parts supply outside of the U.S., with Garmin, with all the different aspects of our strategy and our business, we're proving it, and it's showing up in the numbers. And I'm perfectly willing to earn people's trust and faith over the course of time. And that's the approach I've taken, not worry about the short term, worry about building trust and loyalty over the course of time through my actions and the results in the business.
So getting through 2010 with design work, so forth and so on, at that point, I would assume you're still going to have to look to outside capital to finish the program?
Oh, there's no question that we will look to outside capital. And obviously there are, as I've said several times publicly before, there are substantial opportunities. And as people become more confident in the underlying economy, people will be willing to spend some of that money. But there's no lack of interest, even through all of this, there's no lack of interest in providing Cirrus with capital. There's been a divide between what we thought was a reasonable cost of capital, because we could have gotten capital at a very, very high cost, and we weren't willing to take it. We don't have to take it. So we've delayed that. But we're still looking for capital. We will look for capital. We have reasonable list of potential sources on the horizon, and I think that will become not only a longer list, but better terms and more attractive to us throughout 2010 as the economy strengthens. Now, I don't think for a second that it's going to come easily. 2010 is going to have its fits and starts and its challenges, and we're prepared for those. So it's going to be a long, slow climb out of this. And we'll see how the capital markets and different parties respond. But we definitely need more capital to get it done. We have a plan to do it with our own internal capital. We have the contingency plans, but we will need some capital to do some of that tooling if we want to make the time schedule that we're on.
In tomorrow's conclusion of this conversation, what is the economic outlook for Cirrus's bread and butter, the SR Series Piston Singles? It's already been posted on our website if you prefer not to wait till tomorrow. Jim Campbell is ANN's editor-in-chief. Brent Wouters is the CEO of Cirrus Aircraft. Find out more at cirrusaircraft.com. You've been listening to a special feature from Aero News. Find us on the web at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.